This is Kent Lindquist. I'm back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're going to continue our highlighting the artistry of drummer Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers. Most of the tracks I played in the first hour had Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Bobby Timmons on piano, and Jamie Merritt on bass. Another organization he put together around the same time, its personnel shifted a little bit, and he had Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Wayne Shorter was back on tenor sax, Jamie Merritt was back on bass, and now we have Cedar Walton on piano instead of Bobby Timmons. And I'm going to play the title track from an album by this aggregation called Three Blind Mice. And this is a nice, I think it's really in public domain, but they give Curtis Fuller the credit on this. He obviously did a variation on Three Blind Mice, and it was his arrangement. So this is a very interesting track, Three Blind Mice.
Thank you.
A very interesting and swinging version of Three Blind Mice. I think it's really an old English folk song, but that was rearranged and amplified on by the trombone player and the Art Blakey Jazz Messengers aggregation at that time, Curtis Fuller. Of course, along with Curtis on trombone, we had Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on piano, and Jamie Merritt on bass. Well, now we're going to slow things down and do a great old ballad by two of the masters of the jazz ballad, and that's the Hawk, Coleman Hawkins, and Ben Webster, backed up by the Oscar Peterson Trio. Can't get any better than that. Oscar on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and they brought along Alvin Stoller on drums. This is an appropriately titled album called Coleman Hawkins Encounters Ben Webster. There's no surprises here about what this album is all about. And this is a beautiful ballad that isn't done enough, I don't think, and they do a great job on it. Never entered my mind.
Thank you.
Two great old masters of the jazz ballad, the big throaty tenor sax sounds of Ben Webster and Coleman Hawkins doing a lush rendition of It Never Entered My Mind, which was a great Rodgers and Hart composition. I'm going to return now to an album we did at the in the first hour called The Big Beat with Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers. Now, this is the other group that was recording with Art at this particular time. It had Lee Morgan on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jamie Merritt on bass. And this is their romp through a Harold Arlen composition, It's Only a Paper Moon.
Thank you.
It's a very innovative and creative arrangement and version of Harold Arlen's old standard, It's Only a Paper Moon. And I would have to say that that was really a tour de force for Indianapolis's finest on trumpet, Freddie Hubbard, who seemed to carry the load all the way through on that particular track. Okay, now we're going to do something by Jerry Mulligan. This is early Jerry Mulligan when he was just putting together his pianoless quartets and sextets. And this was cut live at a concert in Stockton, California, with Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, John Early on trumpet, Red Mitchell on bass, Tico Hamilton on drums, and this is a little thing written by Jerry Mulligan called Blues Going Up.
Thank you.
Nice little swing thing. Pianoless quartet. Jerry Mulligan there on baritone sax, the composer of that little composition called Blues Going Up. John Early on trumpet. Fine trumpet player that kind of left the scene. He started to work in Europe. We didn't hear too much from him, but he was really very creative, a trumpet player. One of the stalwarts on the West Coast on bass, Red Mitchell, and that same was true of the percussionist, the drummer, Chico Hamilton. It was from a California concert in 1954. Well, we're going to go back to the Art Blakey guest artist of the week and his Jazz Messengers, and this is another track from his album Three Blind Mice. This is a Benny Carter composition, When Lights Are Low.
Thank you.
Our Spotlight Artist of the Week, drummer Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers. This edition comprised of Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, who you heard soloing on that particular track, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on piano, Jamie Merritt on bass. That was an old Benny Carter swinger called When Lights Are Low. Now we're going to turn to the inimitable and slightly idiosyncratic Roland Kirk, who played tenor sax. He also played a couple instruments called the Manzella and the Stritch, which were really spin-offs of the tenor sax and the alto sax. He was noted for being able to play three horns at once. It's a rather amazing feat. It was more than just a gimmick. He was very good at it. And this is from his album Kirk's Work on a Prestige label, and included in the aggregation as Jack McDuff on Hammond organ, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Arthur Taylor on drums. This is a little thing written by Roland Kirk called Three for Dizzy.
Thank you.
Roland Kirk on tenor sax, and a couple other reeds at the same time also. A nice organ solo by Jack McDuff. That's a little Roland Kirk composition called Dizzy's, I think it's Three for Dizzy. Okay, now we're going to do another track by the Jazz Messengers. With the version of this version of the Jazz Messengers, again, is Freddie Hubbard on trumpet out of Indianapolis, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Cedar Walton on piano, Jamie Merritt on bass. And this is quite a swinging little version of Roger Zahar's composition, Blue Moon.
Thank you.
beautiful rendition of Rodgers and Hart's composition Blue Moon, done by Freddie Hubbard on trumpet there, as a member of the Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers at that time. Great, great ballad artistry of Freddie Hubbard on that particular tune. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz now here for the last couple of hours on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore. We hope you enjoyed the sounds, and we hope you'll join us every Sunday night from 8 to 10 for some more swinging modern mainstream jazz. We're going to close out the show with one more track by the Jazz Messengers. And this is from their album, Meet You at the Jazz Corner of the World, Volume 1, the Jazz Corner of the World being Birdland on Broadway in New York City. And this is a little thing written by tenor sax man Hank Mobley, who played, was in and out of the Jazz Messengers at various times, but he's not on this particular track. We're going to listen to their rendition of The Opener.